Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. By any chance, is Ian Edwards there?
Who?
Ian Edwards.
You got a wrong number.
All right, it's okay then. I'm just doing, you know, an opinion survey, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Actually, your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participation at any time. And, of course, your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, I know that is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
100%.
Vote?
100%.
Okay. So will you definitely vote, right?
Yeah.
All right. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Got it. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Got it. Now, what is your age?
67.
Understood. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat aggressive.
Somewhat progressive, you said, or progressive?
Aggressive.
I'm sorry, sir, but actually that's not one of the options. We just have very conservative.
Progressive is not one of the... Who is this?
I mean, actually, I'm just reading to you the options that I have. So one of these is very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal.
That's what I said, progressive.
Oh, got it. Sorry about that, sir. Now, thinking about the direction that the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
There's some issues, but for the most part, I think he's doing a good job.
Okay, so we can qualify that as satisfied then?
All right.
Got it. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. So, for
how much longer is this going to take? I want to watch the baseball game.
Well, actually, we're on the 18% completion on this. I just have a few questions right now.
Okay. Hurry up.
All right. So, pretty much we're going to be using a scale from 0 to 10 on how important is an issue if you are... for you to have them focus on. So if you use a 10, if it is the most important, a 5, if it is somewhat important, and 0, if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is banning tobacco products for adults.
0.
And what about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
100%.
And protecting voting rights and democracy?
50%.
Making college more affordable?
0%.
And improving kindergarten through 12 education?
100%.
Got it. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
He's doing the best he can.
So you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Approve.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel very particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
100.
And what about Joe Biden?
100.
And Democrats in Congress?
0.
All right. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important is that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
100%.
What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
0.
Preventing underage tobacco use?
Excuse me?
Preventing underage tobacco use.
100%.
And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Removing what from the market?
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
eBay.
Yep.
50%.
All right, right now we are halfway of the service, sir, so thank you that you are taking the time to talk about that with me. So now, as you may know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So consider this. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
They have to be 21.
Yeah, and considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government?
Zero percent.
So you're strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Opposed what?
Actually, the question is if you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
50%.
Jeez. All right.
Christ.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Day two.